At a location to be determined, along with the date.
Good morning, everyone. We're back on the record for the administrative portion of our meeting. It's approximately, let's say, 9:45 on May 9th today, correct?
Eighth
today. All right. With that, I forgot to go through the agenda items or announcements at the end of our regular scheduled meeting, so I'll do that real quickly now. This afternoon, we have an informal at 1:30.
This afternoon, we have an informal at 1:30. Tomorrow morning at 9, we've got a work session on case management. At 10 o'clock tomorrow, we have a group from MISO coming in to talk to us about the Northern Area Study and hydro projects planned in southern Manitoba. Then after that, I think we get back into the groove a little bit. So it's pretty busy today and tomorrow, but we are settling down a little bit into more of the groove that the legislative session is now complete. So with that, I don't have any other announcements. Did I forget anything on the schedule, commissioners?
I have nothing to add.
Okay, Julie, did I forget
anything? No, I'm good. I don't either.
Okay, so with that, we also have some items today on consent, so I'd move passage of the consent items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. So on that, we retain Mitch Armstrong. All right, fair enough. Okay. Discussion matters with the commission. Looks like Mr. Deutsch would like to talk to us about bond rating. Jim?
Yes, I'd provide you with a memo with regard to bond ratings for companies that guarantee self-bonds for mining permits. And this relates to rule change we made here a few years ago. Our self-bonding rules previously just allowed the commission to accept self-bonds from companies if they had a bond rating from either Moody's Investors Service or Standard & Poor's. The changes that we made to the rules allowed that we, in addition to accepting those ratings, that we could accept ratings from another nationally recognized statistical rating organization as approved by the Securities and Exchange Commission. We got a request from Falkirk asking that we approve the Fitch Incorporated, the Fitch Rating Service, as one of those nationally recognized rating organizations that for self-bonds. And in reviewing the information for Fitch and comparing their ratings to, like, the Moody's or Standard & Poor's, it does appear that they're equivalent. Alana reviewed this as well, and I guess we're both recommending that that the commission accept a Fitch rating in addition to the Moody's and Standard & Poor's.
Okay, and this was what we already put in our rules a while back, so it's just the first time we've actually exercised it?
That's correct.
Okay. I thought it was good, Joe. I don't have any questions. I don't know if Julie or Randy has anything else.
I do not. It's just the observation. It just seems odd that, you know, in the last decade or something, we seem to see all these continuous mergers of big investment houses and large national banks. And while they're all coming together, there's this much demand for these bond rating agencies that you know, this competition is increasing, and instead of two players that are the only ones out there, I think there's more than Fitch, too, that are, you know, kind of nationally and world-recognized. So it's just interesting to me how that is becoming such a competitive thing, enterprise.
I have a question about this, just in terms, so I can better understand how this would play out. So the bond, as we discussed, Jim, would exist to cover us if the company went defunct on their mining operation.
That's correct.
And so we would use the bond to help reclaim the land.
Right. Yep.
So if the company, and so in these cases, we allow these companies because Falkirk has a parent company that's bigger and stronger, apparently, or has other assets that could be used to help pay for reclamation in lieu of a bond, right, if Falkirk went under?
If Falkirk went under, then, yeah, they're a subsidiary of North American Coal, and we'd go after Falkirk, North American Coal first. And in the case of these self bonds, they're actually guaranteed by, it's considered a third-party guarantor. In Falkirk's case, it's Great River Energy. So if we were unable to collect from Falkirk, North American Coal, then we'd go after Great River Energy.
Okay. And so these ratings assure that there would be enough assets with Great River Energy,
right,
theoretically, that to cover what we would need.
Right.
Okay.
And if conditions do change where they no longer have an A bond rating, then the companies would have to replace that self bond with a surety or collateral bond, another form of bond.
Does someone in this whole process look at, like, say, Falkirk went under, how the impact would affect Great River, and if there would be enough, you know, would Falkirk going under drag Great River down, and then there's not enough, then Great River's in trouble too, and so we wouldn't be able to have money available from them to reclaim the land? Is that part of this process?
You know, if it,
an evaluation?
I guess if it came to something like this, I guess we would be looking at whatever we could from both Falkirk and Great River. As far as the assets, you know, in order to have these bond ratings, and another requirement that is not mentioned here is that looking at the company's net worth, that we can only approve a self bond up to 25% of the company's net worth. So if Jerry's net worth is $500 million, the most we can accept is $125 million. Then if that changes, you know, the net worth changes as time goes on, and the companies are required to file copies of the annual report, so we take a look at that, look at their net worth and where they're at with that, with regard to that 25%. If things start changing, then there has to be changes in the bond accordingly. So hopefully nothing drastically changes over a short period of time where they go from looking real solid to being insolvent or whatever. So,
and do we do this every year? Is this an annual?
On this, no, this isn't.
Where we look at the bond or the self-bonding, how often do those come up for?
Well, that's looked at annually once you get the annual reports in from the companies, and those generally, their fiscal years end on the calendar year, so we get those annual reports usually by April 1, then go through and review, and I guess to make sure that they still have, like in this case with GRE and Basin Electric for the Coteau self bonds, that to make sure that those companies still have the A bond rating.
Okay, so we look at that every year.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
But I think to expand upon your question, because that's what Jim and I visited my office about, is that I asked the why. You know, it's in our rules from way back when, but why now? What prompts them to do this? And one thing that'll be interesting is you get all these different bond companies, like Randy said, that if you ever have one that drops below an A rating in that company, then if they try to go over to a different company and get a better one. And it's, so you don't want the companies to be bond shopping, if you will. But so we're not there yet by any means, and I think today is perfectly fine, but it does – your point, question's right on the mark. Make sure we're reviewing these, because these companies could be looking at – these rating companies could be looking at companies differently. So I wonder if we've got one company that says the company A is A, their bond rating company say they're a C, that would certainly prompt some questions out of us. But
it does – if I'm reading our rules correctly, though, it does say that they just have to have it from A.
Yep, exactly.
It doesn't have to be all.
Right.
Right. In this case with GRE, they do have – ratings from Moody's, Standard & Poor's, and Fitch, all three, and presently they've got the A minus rating from Fitch and Standard & Poor's, but their Moody's rating is a notch lower, where it's a Baa1, so it's just one step below that. But if
it's certainly if, worthwhile to track these, it, a little closely.
It's continue to track, and if and with this, if one of the others drops it down a notch, they still have an A from another. But if both would drop, then at that point, they'd have to look at replacing their self bond with a surety or a collateral bond. So,
Okay. Anything else? All right, Jim, so we didn't need to do anything other than just what we just did now?
No, I don't think anything else or do.
That was on.
I'll just send a letter back to Falkirk saying that the commission will accept Fitch ratings as well as the other two. So.
What's the word I'm looking for? As appropriate in our rules and all that. So it's. I don't think we're making a new decision here. I think we're just reinforcing the previous decision is what I think it is. So.
But it is given approval for the Fitch absolutely. For the first time. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jim. Commissioner Fedorchak, NARUC cybersecurity training. Sounds pretty high tech. What do you got?
Okay, I've got to pull up my summary of this. Give me one second here.
Is this that one for Mr. Hempling out in NARUC?
It's Miles and Christina. I don't know what Miles' last name is. So.
He's special agent for NARUC is what Miles does.
Okay, here we go. So NARUC is offering these cybersecurity training sessions where they travel out around the country and spend a day with various commissions on cybersecurity training. The workshops don't cost us any money. They come free of charge and provide this training. They're trying to create a kind of standard knowledge, like a knowledge base across the board that of understanding on cybersecurity issues. And so that's would be the goal of this conversation. I'm sorry, I've got to pull my thing up that kind of describes it better. Chatted with the gal yesterday.
Well, we did this one time before with was it transmission lines NARUC came out. So, I mean, my off the cuff is, okay, sounds good. And we could invite our investor owns if they want to. We could invite other people to come to this as well. And so I don't think we could sequester the whole staff, but whoever wants to go.
Right. They've done it a variety of different ways. They usually last about 4 to 5 hours. The purpose is to provide education so staff can operate at the same baseline understanding of cybersecurity for the electric grid, but also have a dialogue about North Dakota specifics in terms of who you want to be in this policy space and compare with what's going on in other states. We will cover what is cybersecurity, why are we concerned about control systems specifically, threat briefing, why is this coming to commissions, what can regulators do, what questions should they ask of utilities, what are the principles for preparedness. The audience can include whoever we want, commission staff, fellow state agencies. Some other states have invited the companies. I suppose the companies could just show up because it would be a public meeting if we're all there. Other states have had, tried to be more stealth, having commissioners come in and out so it isn't a public meeting. If they want to go into more details about some of the security breaches that they're concerned about, if not, I didn't think that was a huge deal. So they're suggesting a couple of dates. They would like to do this before the NARUC meeting.
Okay.
Because they're going to be having a NARUC workshop at the meeting, at the summer meeting in Denver on this, a special afternoon workshop tacked onto the end of the conference there. And so they would like to schedule this if we're open to it, which it sounds like at least Commissioner Kalk.
Randy,
you...
I am very open to it.
Okay.
I do think perhaps when we're scheduling this, it might be a consideration to visit with Steve
right.
and see if there are things that, or if either of you have I don't have a specific thought in mind, but if between the two of you or Steve have ideas of things that we want to lay out as, and question that we don't want public, can we go into executive session for a part of it? But I don't think we need the answer to that right now. Maybe neither of you nor Steve have anything that you want to discuss like that.
I think it's something like this. We don't broadcast these kind of things. And so you really can tell who's here with where the discussion goes.
Yeah. So. Okay, well, they're looking at the week of July 1st or July 8th, and maybe we want to bump this down to scheduling.
Well, we can go right to it if you want, because scheduling is the next item. So the first week of July is shot for me.
Yeah.
But I would say this, though, that things like this, if you know, if you're taking the lead on it and it works for you better, you just, that's fine. I mean, if I'm not there, I mean, that's not. That week around
that's
4th of July.
That's the 4th of July week, and I figured that's probably difficult for a lot of staff, too. And
the next week, whatever.
8, 9, 10 are out for me, unless it's the afternoon of the 10th, but we already have a meeting on the 10th that I'm hoping to move to the afternoon. So how about the 11th or 12th?
Okay.
Those are wide open.
All right. I'll go back to them with the 11th and 12th and see how that works. Or we could even just pick a time if we want to just pick the 11th, stay away from Friday. I would think they'd do that. Let's say the 11th, July 11th.
Sounds good. Okay, so what time do you want to start, Julie? 9?
We could start at 9. They come in the night before, I'm sure. So 9 to 1 or 2, break for a little bit of lunch.
Esther, why don't we block off like that, the 9-3, and then if Steve wants to pick up something else that he could do. Because if those guys come out, they do a good job when they come. Miles, yeah. They're good people.
All right.
So no cost to us, huh?
No cost. Yes. Okay, that's it for that.
Okay, perfect.
Excuse me, is there anybody else who'd be inviting to this?
I think we'll
or
talk
Or you want
about
to talk
that.
About that?
Okay. Yeah, we'll move down that. We can talk to Steve. I forgot Steve wasn't going to be here today, and he and I can work with them, sure. Come back to you guys with a proposal.
That's great.
Okay.
Okay, commission meetings. I've sent out an email to Randy and Julie with a bunch of proposed dates between now and, I think it was January, for meetings. So is that in our package somewhere here, Daryl, those proposed dates?
It would be in the package.
It's not stapled. It's probably separate in your folder.
All right. Okay, so obviously I picked the dates, so they're all fine with me. So
I actually looked at all of them. They were all fine with me, too.
I tried to spend some around commission meetings and hearings. The only thing that was out of the ordinary is the September 17th and 18th strategic planning meeting. I just wanted to put some dates down that we could then develop a schedule for, but I thought it was really a good idea. I've been trying to do this for 5 years, and I couldn't get any colleagues to support me on this, so this would be a first step for us. So is that fine for you, Randy? 17th and 18th sounds okay.
Well,
I looked at that. It was
can we first go through these?
There's always one. Okay. All right. July 10th, Randy.
Could we at least move that to the afternoon, maybe start at 1:30?
All right. Let's do that by the numbers. I don't think that's a problem. Do you, Julie?
No.
So there'll be July 10th, the afternoon. Do you want to start at 1:30 or 2, Randy?
1:30 is fine for me.
And then do we want to have an informal availability at, like, let's say 3:30 that day? So if we have an informal, or what does staff think on that? Or we just, you know what, let's just, I mean, but ask your question. I don't want to get your response. But why don't we just leave it for 3:30? Because we probably will need an informal on something. Is that okay?
Sure.
3:30? Yep. Okay, so 1:30, 3:30. All right, July 31st. Does that work, Randy?
I don't know if there's others in between that Julie might have. The only other one I would have is December 4th. Okay. And again, the date is okay if we could move it back a little bit, even to 11 o'clock.
Let's look here. Oh, sure, that's the same thing. Ironically enough, that's telephone stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't have those on my schedule.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to?
Doesn't hurt.
You kind of got to go look on his website to get them.
Okay.
But nothing's been sent out.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a summer meeting in July, and then there's the winter meeting in December. They always have those first 2 weeks.
Oh, all right. Good.
But, yeah. Well, let's look here at December. I picked the 4th just because it had been a while since we did the other one. What I kind of did was there's some three-week breaks in there in the summer, and we've done that in the past just because it just works out well.
That meeting, though, on the 4th is in Bismarck.
Right.
And so if we just, and it ends in the morning there, you know, with a morning session.
Okay.
So if we could start at 11 or something, other than that.
Well, let's do the same thing. Let's do a 1:30 start and then a 3 o'clock, 3:30 informal that day. Is that okay, Julie?
It is as of today.
As of today. Well, that's the point of getting these things locked
things
out now.
Things in December now makes me nervous.
Well, I kind of look at it as, when I build my schedule, the commission meetings like become the priority because it involves so many people.
Right.
But we end up moving sometimes. Okay, anything else, Randy, for those?
Nope. So 1:30 on the 4th?
Yes, and then 3:30. And then the rest of those, it'll be 10 and 1:30. Okay. So you're fine with those dates for now, Julie?
Yep.
Okay, so May Directors Meeting, we've kind of bounced that around a little bit. Do we need a May Directors Meeting? Or should we now, since we're almost into June, should we just merge the two together?
Do we even have it scheduled now?
Well, we had it scheduled for the 10th. It was scheduled for, I don't know.
The 10th at 10.
At 10 a.m.
Yep.
And then that, something happened there.
Fargo.
Yeah, so, but before that it was scheduled the 3rd and something happened there.
Yeah.
The legislature, so.
Well, what do we need to discuss?
The only thing I know we need to schedule a work session on, we've got to talk about pay and evals and all that. But that's the only thing I can think of, but we've kind of already talked about it.
So. I'm out of town all next week at that utility regulatory training, so then we get into the...
Well, that's what I was thinking, too, because it's kind of where we're... June 7th would be our next meeting, director's meeting. And the week before is the 31st. I mean, we could just not have one in May, is what I'd say. We could meet the 24th.
Or the 20, any time that week, the 20th, 21st. No.
The early part is busy. We could the 23rd or 24th, I'm wide open.
As am I.
How about you, Julie?
Actually, I'm in New York for that Utility Commissioner Wall Street discussion.
The 23rd and 24th? Okay.
Yep.
Well, then we're out into the next week.
Yeah, that's not a good May.
Yeah, let's
May
just,
is awful.
Yep, yeah, let's just stick with June 7th then.
I have something on June 7th, though.
We already got a meeting scheduled then, Randy. You can't have anything else.
Well, but I can go with June 7th if we don't put too much, if there's not too much stuff going there. I would need to leave by like 9:30 or 10, so if we started at 8:30, we could have a good hour meeting.
Yeah, let's do that.
And I'm fine with that.
June 7th at 8.
Hang on here. I got another diabolical idea. Jim, are you going to move the leg night meeting on June 4th to something different, you said?
Yes. Later in June, the 26th or 27th.
Okay, so Randy and Julie, are you available June 4th in the morning?
I am, that morning.
Yes.
Why don't we do June 4th at 10 o'clock? And we'll call it director's meeting. And then we can talk about soup to nuts from evals and pay. And maybe we should even start at, no, we can start at 10. We'll just get word done.
So we leave plenty of time. Oh, no, we're canceling the league night.
Yeah, okay. We're canceling the league night. That's, I just thought of that. So, okay, so we'll cancel the May director's meeting and move the July director's meeting, or June director's meeting to June 4th. Hey, Dale. So. Okay, so September 17th and 18th, those are fine for Julie and Randy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then, I know this is way out there, but December
19th... Excuse me, just a question on the strategic planning. Do you want to do that here, or do you want to look at it off-site?
Let's talk about that in our director's meeting. Let's just fence off those dates now, for we'll say from 8 till 5. Dale, we started at 9 today because the Senator Kringstad's funeral is at 11.
Okay.
And, okay, the last thing, December 19th, way out, PSC Employee Recognition Luncheon. It's way out there, but we like to schedule those way in advance, too, just so everybody knows.
That right? One doesn't work for me, so
okay.
Let's do that earlier.
All right. Earlier, okay. Let's figure out. So, like the
17th or
12th?
12th, sure.
Because we should have a commission meeting on the 18th. Mm-hmm. The 12th would be fine with me.
Okay.
Randy, is that fine with you?
I had a page quite a few ahead here. the 12th?
Of December, Thursday.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay, there we have it. Okay, now we're to
Mr. Fawn, work session on ETC Lifeline designation.
We're doing pick a date for a work session on that case, I guess.
So when are you ready to do it, Patrick?
Anytime.
Anytime.
Depending on commissioner's questions, I might not be ready that day.
So this afternoon wouldn't work?
Sure.
I'm serious. Why not?
I can't do it this afternoon.
Okay, so you're tight after that? All right, no problem. Well, tomorrow's shot for everybody.
Friday. We have an informal hearing this afternoon.
Right, at 1:30. This week is bad. Let's keep moving out.
Unless we're, I just need to be done by 3, so if you don't think that informal is going to take very long and we want to add it on, or is today too much of a pinch for you, Patrick?
No, we can have a quick work session today and then see where it goes from there.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, let's do that. Could we announce that immediately following the informal? So if we finish the informal before 2:30, then we can just go right into it?
Yes.
That work? Okay. I'm asking Esther because she runs the place. Okay. That's easy enough. Okay, formal hearing for Hess not at the Williams County Courthouse, Patrick.
City Hall.
City Hall in Tioga. Do you have some dates on that?
Yes. I just heard that the 10th was out, so I'll skip over that. 10th of July.
Well, hang on here. 10th of July. Well, that's a commission meeting day. Yeah.
Chrisman and, so I have 17th, 18th, 19th, or 26th.
Of July?
Of July.
Okay, let's go by the numbers. 17 is fine for me.
And me.
I believe I'll be out of town that week.
That week, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and what was the next one you had, Patrick?
Well, that week would include the 18th and 19th, so we're up to the 26th.
Was there any other the week before that, besides the 10th?
No, there wasn't. For Mitch.
Okay.
Oh, he couldn't do the 25th either, I suppose, huh?
Right.
Well, the 26th works for me.
Yep. That's the end of NARUC. NARUC is over the 24th.
Right. I can make it work, but the following week would be even better for me.
I can check on dates farther out.
Does that work for you, Julie, that week, the 29th to the 31st?
Yes.
You know what? That'd be better for me, too. Could you ask him, Pat, the 29th, 30th, and 31st? And if they say yes, could you just talk to us individually, and then we can get that scheduled so we don't have to wait another 2 weeks to do it?
Those 3 days are okay?
For me, all three are okay right now.
The whole time.
Yeah, all three are good. Because that week four is a NARUC week. Cause that's what's plugged that up so bad.
So if everybody else can make it, I'll just pick one. I'll just grab one of those days and let you know.
Okay.
Let me know too.
Yeah, let us know too. All right, and so we presume we'll fly up to Tioga and do it at 10 o'clock and stay till we're done and come home.
10 o'clock's fine with.
That's fine with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Seems to work well. Okay. All righty. Jim, you want to reschedule our Lignite meeting?
Yeah, I got a call from Mike Jones asking to reschedule it because he had a conflict on that date. And looking at either June 26th or 27th. If
those work for me.
Work for me.
27th works for me.
Okay.
Have they hired their new Lignite director yet, Jim? Do you know?
No, I asked Mike about that, and he said the LEC board is going to be meeting later this month, and they're going to be doing, apparently, if I understood right, second interviews with the top three applicants, and they hope to make a decision right after that. So
we could have a new Lignite director, hopefully, by the June 27th meeting then.
Right, yep.
What time is the meeting?
That's at noon, I'll check with them as far as location. They're typically up at the... Now we're Ramada Inn up by the interstate, but with that change, they may have to go to another location. But
okay. All right.
If it changes, we'll let you know. I'll let you know one way or the other. So.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Uh-oh. I hasten to ask the question, but Jerry, you got a hearing for us. Courtney Wynn?
Yeah.
And we were looking at July. And you know, with the trouble that we seem to be having with July here, I think we're going to have the Bison 4 in that same time schedule, too. So I wonder if we should just get a date for that one today, too.
Bison 4, okay. That's fine, Jerry. Okay, when's the earliest that it could be done in July?
I was looking at starting like the weekend of the 8th, but listening to your schedules.
Let's go through that again one more time. The 8th night, we have a meeting the 10th, and there's a telephone.
The 11th, you booked something. The 12th is Friday. How does the following week look?
Well, hang on, the 12th.
What's wrong with the 8th and 9th?
Well, the 8th and 9th are the telephones in town, but I would tell you that.
Those days.
Right.
Well, but sometimes
we that whole thing.
Well, but that's what I was just going to ask you guys about, because sometimes it's good to be there if you can, but we got to get these hearings knocked out too. So sometimes we can't be there all the time, is what I'm saying, is that if we're this tight, we need to hold these hearings for these wind farms too.
The company so far it was good in July, except through the 18th through the 22nd. Those were bad dates for him, but other than that, I think we're good any time in July.
Are the 12th or 15th or 16th or 17th out?
Those all work for me.
I have that week out.
Which week, Julie?
Through the 19th.
What about the 12th?
12th, I'm here.
Randy?
Yep.
Well, let's do one of them the 12th then, Jerry.
Okay. Well, I'll put Courtney down for July 12th.
And that'll be in Jamestown, I presume?
Yeah.
So should we just drive over there since it's only an hour and some change?
You want to fly to Jamestown?
We could, but by the time we get there and land and go back, we're already there, huh? Jerry, as much as I'd like to travel with you, we could drive, huh?
Yeah, I think we could drive to Jamestown.
Okay.
You have a time for that, Jerry?
What's Jamestown, an hour and a half?
Yeah, if we leave at 8, we're there before 10.
Start at 10?
That sound okay to you guys?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said, Julie, the next week you're out the 15th to the 19th?
Yeah.
And then next week is NARUC. What do we have on July 25th?
Before you go there,
okay.
The other one would be the Bison one?
Yeah, the Bison.
So where would we hold that, at New Salem then? Or?
Usually the coffee shop.
We've done those in Center, I think.
The county building there, the city building, right?
Yeah,
Courthouse,
down in the
yeah.
basement, wasn't it?
Well, you know, it's not very far. And actually, that... How long of a hearing would these typically get? I've never done a wind farm one.
You know, theirs have been going quickly, if you remember. I mean, a couple hours and we're out of there.
The ones in the west seem to go quicker than the ones in the east.
If we had that in the morning, probably works.
For which day?
I'm sorry, the 8th.
Back to the 8th.
I know it's a Monday morning, but...
I'm okay with that. Julie, does that work for you?
Say that again.
Could we have it Monday morning?
Monday, July 8th.
Not get so late. And...
I see your diabolical plan.
We could get to we could get to the NDATC thing, which really doesn't start until mid-afternoon anyway.
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay. I think that works, too.
July 8th at... What time do you want to start?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. So we'll have to get all those announcements and all that stuff taken care of, too,
this
right?
In Center.
Yeah.
Is that because it's the county, or as a lot of that wind farm continues to move west, it's more of New Salem right. people, I would think, than Center people that are... Mm-hmm.
I think it was in I'll check and see if we got a better location than Center, but I think part of it was in Morton and part of it was in Oliver County.
Because we've held them in New Salem before.
We did. We had to use that restaurant.
Yep,
thing, remember?
The back room there. I remember that.
Yeah, back room in the restaurant. I'll check one of those locations, whichever one is like closer to the project.
Okay, but that date we can use no matter where we go.
Yeah.
All right. Good. The Jerry, did you hear? I ran into our friend Tracy out there at the wind conference, and she said they're going to be filing their application for the Thunder Spirit, and they want a hearing in July too. And so, if you could talk to her and see what they're thinking, that'd be helpful to get that scheduled too.
Okay. We don't have the application yet on that one, like you said. So.
Okay.
In the. Are we done with those?
I think we're done with scheduling.
I just have one more.
Okay.
All right, Julie's.
I believe I was the one that requested the work session on case management on Thursday, tomorrow. Okay. And then we also have the open case review on May 28th. I don't think I need that case management one tomorrow. I'd like to wait with that
until
after the open case review discussion. And Patrick and I and some of the PUD folks have talked about some things regarding case management a little bit. So I kind of want to get back to Steve, what we've discussed. Unless somebody else wants that, I think I'd offer to cancel the May 9th work session on case management.
Okay, that's fine. Is that fine with you, Randy?
Yes, it is.
And then, Jerry, that'll work out well for us so we can get set up for that MISO thing earlier.
Yeah, I guess we have to probably still leave it at 10.
So. Right, but we can get set up and do what we got to do then. Yeah. All right. Do you have anything else, Julie?
No, that was it.
Okay, what do you have, Randy?
On May 21st.
May 21st.
We have the electronic filing meeting. It's only scheduled from 9 to 10. Is there any chance that that goes way longer? Because I have League Night Research Council at 1:30.
I just
wanted to make sure.
Most of these, Randy, I think that when I look at the schedule, that we go from whatever 9 to 10, then we're done if we need to schedule another one. Because if we want to schedule things 2 hours to start with, I don't look at that as like they run on. If they're at 1 hour, we're done. If we have to reschedule another one, we do it that way. So you guys can build your schedules. It was just during the session that we'd sometimes just keep rolling because we had to get those things done in whatever time we had.
Okay.
Patrick, you had a hand.
The afternoon of either May 28th or 29th, the ITD and their consultant working on the telephone exchange boundary maps would like to make a presentation to the commission.
What days?
May 28 or 29 in the afternoon or... I think the 29th there was a conflict.
We're meeting with Mid-Continent at 1:30 that afternoon, but the afternoon of May 28th or the morning of the 29th is open for me.
The mornings won't work for them. So.
Okay. The afternoon of the 28th for Julie, Randy?
I have a 1 o'clock, but otherwise I'm okay.
How long are your 1 o'clock?
Probably just an hour.
Okay. So 3 o'clock maybe or 2:30?
That works for me.
2:30? 2:30, Patrick?
Okay.
And what's that about?
I would even say 2. Let's say 2.
2? Okay.
What is that one again, Dan?
It's the it's ITD and their consultant preparing the telephone exchange boundary maps for submission to the FCC, certified by the Public Service Commission. They're making a presentation on their process and their results.
So we could just call it telephone mapping, something like that. Because how many conflicts are they down to now?
2.
2, okay. That's better than before.
Yeah. Which is very good.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Dale, did you have any questions for us? All right, sounds good. With that, going once, going twice. All right, we'll close the administrative portion of our meeting. Thank you.